Check 1 2. Check 1 2. That sound all right?
Yeah.
Okay. You mind talking into the microphone real quick?
Test.
Your name. All right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Perfect. All right. So we'll just get rolling. It'll be a normal conversation.
Okay.
And you ready, Lana?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. Turn myself down here. Welcome back, Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, and right now, time for another edition of Law 251 with Tobias and Comer Law, and I'm very excited to have Lacey Smith in with us today, and first time we're having a one-on-one conversation. I know you've come in with Brian previously, Brian Comer, of course, and I've seen Desi Tobias plenty of times, but first time we're one-on-one this morning, so yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's my first solo act here, so it's yeah. Nice to be here.
So for the folks, you know, they've gotten to know Brian and Desi pretty well over the last few years, and just tell a little bit about yourself for folks to know before we get into our conversation today.
Sure. Again, my name is Lacey Smith. I'm a Mobile native, born and raised here. I'm married to my husband, Glenn, who's also an attorney. On the other side of the law, myself, I was a insurance defense attorney for 15 years before I joined Tobias and Comer back in October of 2022. And so it's been an interesting and good switch for hopefully all of us, but especially for me. I've definitely enjoyed doing a different side of the law, representing injured clients, and it's, hopefully it's been helpful kind of to have my perspective from having done the other side of things for so long. But I've also got two little boys. They keep us very busy.
Oh, yeah.
I was just telling Jennifer on the way here that we'll be living at Municipal Park for the next couple of months. So, yeah, mom, lawyer, and that's about it.
So they're already into ball? They're playing? Or
spring ball is starting.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. So that means, you know, we'll just be picking up dinner from McDonald's and Pizza Hut and whatnot for the next couple of months. But they love it. So
that's fantastic. Very cool. Well, and I know you must have compassion and you must love what you do. I've talked with Desi and Brian, and it comes clearly through them when I talk to them how much they care about their clients and this community. And clearly the community means a lot to you, too, being from here.
Sure. Yeah, we it's definitely very rewarding to be on the side of injured people, pursuing justice for them and helping them recover from their injuries. Yeah, I feel very fortunate to be able to be back at home and practice in my hometown community.
Well, and, you know, a lot of the times, a lot of the stories we see and a lot of the cases you've worked are cases that are preventable and
sure.
Things that don't need to happen. And one of those is drunk driving. And I know we discussed this, but St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always another something on the calendar where that might be part of it. But St. Patrick's Day certainly is. And it was interesting. We were discussing that everyone knows drunk driving's bad.
Right.
Everyone knows buzzed driving is bad, but it still happens. It keeps happening out there. And it's really important that people know that even if you don't think you're drunk, you might think
sure.
You're buzzed. Oh, fine. I can drive home. It's not that far. But we've seen time and time again, and you more than anyone, that that's not always the case.
Right. And like you said, you kind of sometimes it's easy to disregard these messages that we hear over and over again growing up, like, you know, buckle up for safety, you know, don't drink and drive. And that's what we're focusing on here today is definitely the buzz driving or drinking and driving. Like you said, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. I know we just finished the 3-week party that is Mardi Gras, but St. Patrick's Day is just around the corner. And statistics show that it is habitually one of the deadliest driving days throughout our country. So we would consider St. Patrick's Day, the holiday period, to be March 16th through the 18th. And from 2017 to 2021, 272 lives were lost on the roads as a result of drunk driving incidents in
wow.
connection with St. Patrick's Day. And in 2021 alone, there was 47 people killed in drunk driving crashes. So, you know, year after year, we still see the same thing happening, even though the message is getting out there and everyone knows in their heart and in their rational mind that drunk driving is a bad thing, but it still continues to happen. And, you know, part of drinking alcohol and being overserved is, you know, your inhibitions kind of drop, your judgment is impaired. And so getting behind the wheel in that situation is the first step. Mm-hmm. And it's the first, you know, poor decision you can make in terms of having too much to drink and getting behind the wheel of a car.
And at the website, TobiasComerLaw.com, plenty of great resources on there covering a host of things. I mean, I can't even get to all of it in one sitting. But one of the things that you cover pretty thoroughly is about DUIs. And really, on both ends, how to not be that driver. And also what to do in the unfortunate instance that you're on the other end of that. You're somebody who's legally, who's abiding by the law,
right,
and you end up in this terrible, terrible situation caused by someone else who probably previously was said, I'd never be a drunk driver. Right. How could anyone go out and do that? It ends up happening to people anyway. But one of the great resources you have is what to know about DUI accidents. And you have that listed there. And one of the things, and it's the number one thing that I'm sure is most overlooked, is intoxicated drivers, there's a reason it's illegal. It's because your vision's bad, your judgment's
right,
bad. And then it all stacks up and kind of falls like dominoes.
Sure. And, you know, your reaction time is impaired or slowed. So there's just a host of factors that go into making someone a true danger if they've had too much to drink and they get behind the wheel of a car. You know, I think we've also all heard stories. It's not unusual for the drunk driver to just walk away from these collisions. You know, their body is relaxed, and you know, a lot of times they don't brace the way that someone who's getting impacted by them might. You know, their reactions are going to be to brace, and so
right,
a lot of the times you can have, you know, broken bones, soft tissue injuries, but even traumatic brain injuries. A lot of times you do see that there's a disparate harm between the person who's driving versus the person that gets hit out of nowhere. The other thing people might want to consider in making better choices is that, you know, in Alabama law, you can get punitive damages, or you can recover punitive damages in the case that you're hit by a drunk driver, because it's for a claim called wantonness. So that means wanton conduct is something that's undertaken with a reckless disregard of the safety of others. And certainly, many juries have found, and the courts have found, that driving while you're intoxicated qualifies with that for that reckless disregard. So, you know, certainly, if someone is hurt in an accident, they need to see a lawyer, and especially when the accident involves someone who is impaired behind the wheel.
And to see a lawyer that really knows the ins and outs of these kinds of cases, like you mentioned there, there's levels to it. And the can you explain to me the dram shop law? It's something that's come up previously, and how that ties into some of these cases.
Sure. So the dram shop law essentially is that restaurants and bars and other places have, or even private homeowners in some cases, have a duty to not knowingly serve more alcohol to someone who's already visibly intoxicated. So particularly this falls on usually actions against restaurants and bars and whatnot, but they, in serving alcohol, undertake a duty to make sure that they're doing so safely. And part of that is to know when to cut somebody off, because, you know, there's times when the person sitting at the bar that isn't ready to stop or mm-hmm. go home or anything like that. So it's incumbent on the premises owner to make sure that they step in and say, you know, no more for you. We're gonna cut you off, or have a water or whatnot. So Dram Shop Act is essentially, even if the drunk person, you know, it's where were they overserved? And you can pursue a claim against the owner of that premises.
And that's something I did not know until I started talking with you and Desi and Brian. And also, when you're the victim in something like this, if it happens to you, you're in an accident, obviously if you're injured or otherwise, you know, unconscious, have to be taken to the hospital or whatever, you've got to do what you've got to do. How long after that should someone reach out to a firm like Tobias and Comer Law to get you guys started? The earlier the better, I would imagine.
Sure, because you know, ultimately you have 2 years from the date of the accident to file a lawsuit if you want to pursue an action in court. But as with anything, all the facts are going to be fresher on everybody's mind shortly after the accident, and that initial information gathering that happens within the weeks following the accident is really critical, because, you know, we take it upon ourselves to be proactive, go out there, you want to find the witnesses, you want to get their statements, because, you know, people fall off the map or whatnot. So you want to go out there and get all those facts and evidence while it's still fresh out there.
And I think the most important thing I'm sure we want everyone to take from this conversation is it could be you. You might be the same person that's out there saying, oh, who would ever drunk and drive, you know, straight to jail for you. But those same people, they end up having a drink or two and they think they're fine and they end up in this exact situation. So buzz driving is drunk driving. I know we see it on the PSAs and everything like that. But especially St. Patrick's Day, those stats you laid out to me, that's unbelievable. One day, just the 2021, 47 died in drunk driving accidents. And then over 4 years, 272. And it's entirely preventable.
It's entirely preventable, just with better decision making, you know, and pre-planning goes to it as well. I mean, you can go ahead and you can download your Uber or your Lyft app, appoint a designated driver amongst your friends group. And just knowing yourself and knowing your limits is really important.
Some great information there, Lacey. So glad you were able to come in this morning and see us. And the website, I want to point people towards that once again, TobiasComerLaw.com, because it's full of great information, but also the free consultation. So that's 24/7, right?
And that's right.
Phone number's on the site. I'm looking at it right now, 251-432-5001. But you'll find it if you go to TobiasComerLaw.com as well. Lacey, thanks again for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Dalton. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Lacey Smith with Tobias and Comer Law on another edition of Law 251. And coming up next, the Jeff Poor Show on the way next.